This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm visiting with the old hands, Sue Hannah-Marquis and Melba Harmon. For a couple of hours, it was a stroll down memory lane, first with lawyers from legal services in Arkansas, where I had poached some of my first support from the idealistic and committed Vista and Reginald Heber Smith lawyers there, and then with two of the Vista women I had repurposed to work for Welfare Rights in Acorn in 1970, Sue Hannah and Melba Harmon. Appropriately, we met at Joe Fox and Leah Lynn's Community Bakery in Little Rock, since both of them had been Acorn veterans from several years later in the 1970s. Sue and Melba were kicks. I was about 15 minutes late, having dealt with a family problem before running in late, but Sue sharply quipped that it didn't matter. It wasn't a staff meeting, after all, needling me about my perpetual pestering about starting every staff meeting punctually at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays back in the day. We reminisced about the old crew, where it was Carolyn Carr who'd worked for me for nigh on 37 years at Acorn. Best we knew, she retired to San Diego, where one of her kids had kids. They were in pursuit, no one having heard from her in recent years. How about Donna Parsiak? There we all struck out, even failing to find her over the years with the help of Google. Last we knew, she'd returned to Connecticut, where she was from. Mary Jo Kitchen, who'd come a little later, was still in touch with Sue and had gone back to Johnstown, New York. But her brother Billy, who knows? It had been a long time. Kay Yeager was an RN in Syracuse now. Fred Dorsey, who'd been one of the first men to stick for a while, best we knew, had passed away, though I'd met his daughter in New Orleans after Katrina. How about Steve Kest, who'd worked one summer when they were there and came back later for several decades? Yes, he'd been lost but now found, but his brother John too soon gone. It went like this so long we had to start reminding ourselves to stop talking about people dying too soon. Names, people, laughter, and old stories spewed out of us like lava from the volcano of our memories. And Melba? Well, Melba had gone to law school after Acorn time, was still practicing, though not at quite the same feverish pace. She had been counsel to the Teamsters local in Arkansas for almost 30 years and a labor lawyer for longer than that. She still handled arbitration, some EEOC work in North Louisiana, and this and that with the labor movement, or as she said, of unions. I've been with them this long, so I'm sticking with them to the end. Turned out she'd been married again and spent more than 25 years with a labor lawyer in Little Rock, who I'd also talked to from time to time for advice on this, that, and the other, but he'd also passed away. She was from Terrell, Texas, and might someday move closer to Dallas, but for no good reason, probably. One of her sisters had taught Jamie Foxx in school there. And Sue? Sue was still a rolling stone. She'd been a couple of years older than us in our very early 20s then, and before Vista and Acorn, a dental hygienist. Now she bounced between New York, where she hailed from Rochester, and Florida, where a lot of her family live now, and even Little Rock, where coincidentally she now had a cousin. She quipped that when she showed up at the door, family can't say no. She'd spent 13 years in a collective in Hartford that had been an amazing experience she'd loved. She'd done several years with a Catholic worker somewhere else. She'd been to Cuba with Madre. She'd been asked in recent years if she still believed in Acorn and answered sharply, "Why wouldn't I?" These were the women warriors of their generation, full of idealism as they straddled the changing times between their mothers' worlds and the brave new worlds of women and work that feminism had brought in. My small insight had been understanding in 1970 and afterwards that change had come and more was coming, and all of these women were huge, untapped resources, filled with anger and dreams and ready to work to see something different happen. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.